Hello, Brookside. It was good to see some of you yesterday at church, and I'm looking forward, or we are looking forward to see many more in the weeks to come. Today, I want to take a few passages from the book of Acts, and I would love to encourage your heart today. I'm going to start with chapter 1, and you're familiar with Jesus speaking to the disciples before he ascended to heaven, and he told them about the Holy Spirit coming upon them. So the disciples went back, and they were waiting in the upper room. And verse 14 of chapter 1 says, that they, as they were waiting, it says, verse 14, these all with one mind were continually devoting themselves to prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. And then you also see on chapter 2, starting on verse 42, it says, they were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone kept feeling a sense of awe, and many wonders and signs were taking place through the disciples. And all those who had believed were together and had all things in common. And they began selling their property and possessions and were sharing them with all as anyone might have need. Verse 46 says, day by day, continuing with one mind in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they were taking their meals together with gladness and sincerity of heart. And verse 47 says, praising God and having favor with all people, and the Lord was adding to their number day by day those who were being saved. And then the last passage that I want to share with you is actually chapter 4, and I'm going to start on verse 32. It says, and the congregation of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and not one of them claimed that anything belonging to him was his own, but all things were common property to them. And with great power, the apostles were given testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and abundant grace was upon them all. For there was not a needy person among them, for all who were owners of land or houses would sell them and bring the proceeds of the sales and lay them at the apostles' feet, and they would be distributed to each as any had need. Now Joseph, a Levite of Cyprian birth, who was also called Barnabas by the apostles, which translated means son of encouragement, and who owned a tract of land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. And it's pretty amazing to see that in all three passages, you see the disciples and the followers of Jesus and those that were saved by the apostles preaching and teaching of the gospel, they were always together, working together for the cause of the gospel. And not only that, but they were also together in prayer, and they were devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching. They were taking in what the apostles were teaching them from God's word and applying it into their lives. And even more than that, the last passage that we read, now you see people from the congregation selling their things, their properties, things that they have, and they were giving the money to the disciples so they can distribute the money and help the ones that would have needs in the church. And I just want to encourage you today, as you've been doing before this pandemic and throughout this crisis, this very difficult time, you have been faithful to the word. You have been faithful in giving, that we will, as we started to come out now and make the transition from the lockdown to be able now to have services, that we will continue to be together, to be unified in the Lord through his Holy Spirit, and that we will continue to grow in his word and being even more devoted to God's word, to read it and to apply it into our life and to be able to teach it to others. And that as we come together as well, as we see needs in other people, that through the Spirit and through the Word, that we would pray and ask the Lord to help us to be able to be a blessing to others in need. So I just wanted to encourage you with those passages today. And I want to finish with John. I want to finish with John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. And Jesus tells his disciples, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another." And verse 35 says, "By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." And that's my desire. That is our prayer as a church, that Brookside would be a church that is unified through the Word and through prayer and through loving one another as Christ has loved us and He gave Himself for us. I hope you have a great day today, and God bless you.